Nou ja, dis hy tyd van die dag. Ons gesels natuurlik met baie belangrike mense en ons gaan vandag natuurlik gesels met John Downing. Hy is natuurlik die area bestuurder van Merchant Factors en is lekker dat hy vandag saam met ons. John, how's it? How are you?
Yeah, Anton, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Listen, a while back, well, I can't say a while back, in the week, the Sharks, done. I hear you're a big Shark supporter, first of all.
Yeah, I'm from there. I grew up there, did my schooling there. So,
Well done to the Sharks. Thank you. You said, it's about time now.
Yeah, about time. Yeah, we've been there in a few finals, but thankfully we got one over the board.
I'm happy for you guys. John, it's a pleasure having you here. You of course, from Merchant Factors. Now, a lot of people don't know who and what is Merchant Factors. I think I'm going to ask you that as the first question this morning. Who and what is Merchant Factors?
Yeah, thanks, Anton. So Merchant Factors, we are what we call a second-tier financier outside of the primary space, which is your commercial banks. We've been around since 1988, and we specialize in assisting the SME market with working capital facilities, probably the area that employs the most people in the economy. And is most important to our GDP growth. That's where we assist. We find that sector is underserviced by traditional financiers, and that's where we like to play.
So I'm going to ask you two questions now. The second question, of course, is what is the difference between merchant factors and commercial banks, and then how does it apply to the normal average Joe on the street? How can you guys help?
Yeah. So, look, in terms of the difference between us and the banks, so, you know, the banks are legislated very differently to us. Banks is primarily lending-type facilities. And the banks offer standard facilities that are very much tailor-made, and they're not flexible in terms of the offering to what we would call the SME market. So, in other words, it's scorecard-driven. It's not people-driven. So if you tick the boxes, you get the facility. But we also find they're very restrictive. So, you know, they are off balance sheet. It's debt incurring. Yeah. And it's directly linked to the security that you have.
Yeah.
You know, so if you've got a growing business, often the banking facilities, you're going to outpace them because they're secured by bricks and mortar.
Okay.
And then, you know, if your business is growing exponentially, eventually you're going to exceed the ceiling of what the banks can offer you.
Obviously, it sounds like you guys are more independent, obviously,
correct,
on its own as well.
Yeah.
And how does it benefit the average Joe on the street? How is it going to help?
Yeah. Well, Anton, look, specifically what we look at is companies that are growing in the SME sector. We look at companies that are selling either goods or services on terms of 30 or 60 days. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're giving your client services or goods, and then you've got to wait for them to pay. That obviously impacts your cash flow. And what we do is essentially give you a bridging finance type facility that bridges the gap from when you deliver your service or you deliver your goods until your client pays.
Oh, that's nice. But I'm going to ask the same question actually again now. Who is your clients? Which market are you guys aiming for?
All right. So, Anton, we assist. An SME for us is anyone who's got turnover of, let's say, from a minimum of around 500,000 rands per month, probably up to about 20 million, that supplies goods or services on terms of 30 or 60 days. The markets that we typically operate in are the likes of logistics, manufacturing, packaging, those types of industries. And that, again, as supply on terms.
Yeah.
You know, often what we find is that, especially in the SME market, you've got the new business relationship, you're doing the sales, but it becomes very difficult at the end of the month to put on the finance cap and then demand money from those same people that you know you're playing golf with or developing a relationship with. And we find the larger corporates also tend to extend, you know, in terms of how they pay the MSE or deal with the SME market. Oh. So that's typically where we fit in. So what we offer is we would fund against your invoices. You raise an invoice to your client. Rather than you wait 30 or 60 days for them to pay you, we essentially fund that invoice on day one, typically around 70 to 75% upfront, and then we do all the back office stuff for you. Mm-hmm. So we'll help with the collections, we'll mitigate risk in terms of vetting your clients, firm up on statements, firm up on payment dates, do the chasing for you, and leave you to focus on growing the business.
Ooh, now I think I've seen in business itself, always one of the biggest complaints is from the marketers themselves that they had to go and get payments, the invoices and stuff. And they said, but we're marketers, we're salespeople, we don't want to do that. We just want to sell. But they have to all of a sudden do all the financials at the back end. And they must go and say, hey, John, here's your invoice. What can you, you know, it's difficult. No?
Yeah, it becomes hard. You know, so that's what we do. We fill that gap for you. And we've got the expertise. I mean, we've been doing it for 36 years. And because we leverage that asset and we look at your debtors book, so to speak, as your transaction account, and because we're involved in that process, we find we can then sweat that asset to higher levels, you know, than traditional financiers might be able to.
So you guys are not scared to ask for money. That's your job.
Correct.
I've seen that so many times up with salespeople. I don't want to give that invoice.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm going to ask, John, facilities and success stories, you probably have, huh?
Yeah. So look, I mean, most of our clients, once they're with us, they stay. I know it is quite a large decision to sort of leave what you know and come to what we call a second financier. But we've had many clients. One client in the commercial sector had been around for 13 years with traditional facilities, and they made the switch to us about 8 years ago, and their business has grown exponentially. Turnover's grown in that time over around 900%. They've got new machinery, new production lines, and have created 136 new jobs in that time. So it really, really does work well if you apply it properly. It's a great tool. In fact, overseas in the likes of the UK, USA, America, Australia, what we offer is a primary form of funding for the SME market as opposed to your typical traditional type facility. So it's used extensively there, and we find it is growing traction here. It's becoming more and more popular, yeah.
Now, obviously, it's just not one client. You've got so many success stories because Merchant Factors, I've heard about you guys before, and it's not a name that's not unbeknown to anybody out there, you know, at the end of the day. Where are you guys situated? Are you, like, situated there, or is there offices? How does it work? Explain a little bit more.
Anton, so our head office is in Cape Town. It's always been in Cape Town. Our CEO is from there. So that's the engine room. That's where everything happens. That's where all the behind-the-scenes stuff happens. And then we've got a marketing office or sales office in Johannesburg and one in Durban that caters to the inland areas.
Oh, that's it. So obviously, if people want to get hold of you, they can contact you on, I see it's Johannesburg area code. Can you give us the number there?
Yeah, sure. So it's area code 011-447-2513. And then our website is www.mfactors.co.za.
Now, if you do miss the numbers or the website, this whole interview will, of course, be podcast in about 10 minutes from now, and it will be on our website, and you can go listen to it, and you'll get the numbers again. But I'll give it to you again. It's 011-447-2513 or www.mfactors.co.za. And, John, you guys are open. They can contact you guys any time of the day. How does it work?
Yeah, so normal office hours, typically from around 8:30 to about 5:00. But obviously on the website as well, they can log on there. There's a Connect With Us page where you can leave your details and we'll get in touch.
I was about to ask that. So there's no obviously the forms and stuff will be after, but they can connect on the page and then you guys will talk business from there. Just again, if somebody just came into the conversation now, Merchant Factors, you guys been running for how long now?
For 30 years. 36 years, actually, since 1988.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. John, listen, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Yeah. Well, the first time, but I think it's going to be one of many. And really, thank you so much for your time, for coming through to LAC FM. And really, all of the best. John Downing, of course, Regional Manager. And that's, of course, Merchant Factors. Give them a call on 011-447-2513 or visit their website. That's mfactors.co.za. John, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And all of the best for you.
Good. Thanks, Anton. Thanks for having us.